I believe that we all have a heap of reasons why we haven't made it yet, or we may not make it. Some will put it on our family. Maybe my mother wasn't there when I was born, or my father was not there when I was born. My mother died during the birth process. Or you could say that I was not taken to school, or my uncle, I went to him for a little assistance, he didn't help me. What I would like to say is all those reasons you are stating are true. If you say that your mother died when you were born, it means you are less privileged. If your father wasn't there for your mom, single parenting, it's not easy. So life certainly can be a lot more hard. Or your uncle, but my says this: if your father wasn't there when you were born, but your mom was there, cannot be compared to the orphans. Yes. Even the orphans also don't have excuse, because someone took care of them. Some of you have mother, father, and you're expecting the help to directly come from your uncles. And if they don't do it, then it means you are going to fail. Success is a self-benefit. When you succeed, you are the first beneficiary, even if you extend helping hands to other people. It is not a general thing for everybody. You have become successful, you have a choice to help someone or not. When you become poor, it's also for you alone. I think what you should do is to carry your burden down and then begin to see yourself beyond your current situation. You have to start with nothing. If you have a business idea and you come to me and I give you like 2 million Ghana cedi that you should put it in your business, you are going to fail. What you need is not the money. You need to know how to put that particular talent into play. Do not think that when I do this and do that and do this, it will be successful. It's all not true. Start practicing the little discipline. You need more than a motivation. You need more than a talent. You need a higher degree of discipline. Discipline. There is a specific rule for success. It works for the rich. It works for the poor. A lot of the rich men we come today, come to Ghana, we have Kennedy. You can't tell me that the mother and father were already wealthy. They weren't. There are a lot of people here. In our country, we can list them. We have Titi Brothers. We have, I can't really mention all, Kwame Despite. You know, they started with nothing. Nobody was there, but the discipline is what carried them through. You may be having a specific talent that you know this talent must feed you. With this talent, why is people not patronizing it? Why is people not calling me? Why is people not doing this and that? There is a discipline that works with that talent. If you can find that discipline and begin to apply it day by day, you will do well. But you have to take note. Your success is your core responsibility. Nothing else matters. Do not accept any result currently you have as your result. Fight. Wake up. Gather a good momentum and begin to push your dream like your breath depends on it. If because something didn't work and you backed off, trust me, when you are eating and you get choked, you don't stop working on how to breathe, because you know if you don't work on breathing quickly, you're going to pass out. Think about it carefully. Make the best decision out of it. And next time, we'll meet and celebrate our success together. Have a wonderful time. Bye-bye.